You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at the Scottish Vision Strategies Conference in Edinburgh. And I'm joined now by MSP Stuart McMillan, who is an MSP for Greenock and Inverclyde, to talk about the cross-party group. Hi, Stuart, how are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm fine, thank you very much.
So can you give us a brief overview of what the cross-party group does?
So the cross-party group on visual impairment has been in operation in the Parliament since before I was elected. I was elected in 2007, and I know certainly it was in operation the session before. So ultimately it brings people together, brings the politicians, it brings individuals from society, third sector organisations, public sector, to come in, discuss, then hopefully kind of take on issues to encourage the government and also to kind of help shape some government decisions on issues to do with eye care.
And in your talk you mentioned some future-proofing kind of precautions and things that you're thinking about. Can you tell us a bit about how the Scottish population is changing and how you're hoping to change how eye care is considered?
Scotland's population is getting older. Forecasts from the National Records of Scotland are indicating that certainly the Scotland's population will go up to about 5.53 million people by the mid-2030s. And by 2045, the 65 plus age category in Scotland will also be increasing quite substantially. So we already have an older population, and we also have a growing older population. So that certainly indicates that in terms of any type of health provision, there has to be that kind of longer term consideration in terms of healthcare delivery. And so that's exact same when it comes to eye health delivery. One of the things that I touch upon in my contribution, it was an issue of technology. Now, technology changes all the time. It doesn't stand still. So the future-proofing is one element that, in terms of service design and that continual redesign, it's going to have to happen. Because with new tech, that can actually help in terms of making service delivery quicker, more responsive, and ultimately have better outcomes for the patient.
And you also touched on some examples of where you're working to make things more accessible and trying to make sure that the service that Scotland delivers tackles challenges faced by different groups. Can you tell us a bit about that as well?
Yes, so Scotland is, although it's a small country, it's quite a diverse country. So between, as I mentioned earlier, regarding the older and growing older population, we also have people from different ethnic backgrounds who don't always engage with eye care services. There's a continual challenge across all the public sector to ensure that people actually do come forward to access their right in terms of eye health services. One of the things I touched upon earlier also was on the issue of the free eye examination. It's been a hugely important policy that was introduced in 2006 and continued by, obviously, my party in government. And very few people come to me and say, we should stop that. It's a hugely important policy. It's something that genuinely has helped many, many people across the country. It's gone back to 2006 in terms of their eye health. And as we know, when you go in to get your eye examination, there are different things that it can also highlight in terms of other health aspects. So it's a policy that helps in terms of its original aim, but it also has a hugely important preventative aspect to it as well. And this is where, in terms of just engaging with us, it's a continual battle that we have. I think it's incumbent upon all politicians, upon anyone who's involved in the sector, to help to try to get that message over time and time and time again. Because ultimately, going in to get your eye checks actually could help save other aspects of your health.
And this year in particular, 2023, what are you going to be working on and what are you hoping to change?
Well, I did have a discussion with the Secretariat from the cross-party group this morning. As anyone who's been involved in the CPG knows, it's, we are a very collegiate group of individuals. Although I'm the convener and I chair the meetings, and I do help set the agenda for the meetings, but ultimately the issues that are raised are issues that come from the membership of the cross-party group. So a couple of issues have come forward, so I'll be discussing with Katrina about those a bit more, but also I've just heard a presentation about the National Care Service. I think that would be a wonderful opportunity to have some further discussion on that. And as we know, certainly in the last parliamentary session, we had a joint cross-party group meeting with Jean Freeman, who was then taking through the Social Security Scotland Bill. And as a consequence of that meeting, some points were raised and actually helped to shape the policy, particularly when it came to the issue of accessibility of information. So the National Care Service, it's very much a framework bill. There will be lots of secondary legislation that will have to come forward, and there is an opportunity for our cross-party group to help shape some aspects of that. So I think that certainly would be one opportunity for us in particular. But membership of the cross-party group will bring forward their issues, and we will then take things forward.
And how can people get in touch if they have issues they want the cross-party group to discuss?
Katrina Burness from RNAB Scotland does the secretariat work for the cross-party group. So please contact Katrina at the RNAB Scotland. Or you can email me directly at stuart.mcmillan.msp@parliament.scot.
Well, thank you so much, MSP Stuart McMillan, for joining us at RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.